Well, okay, then we'll start right in. You are a resplendent, illuminated being. If I say that, then certainly you're willing to declare to yourself, I am a resplendent being, aren't you?
I'm going to say I don't know so well what that means.
I didn't ask you that, did I?
You said, if you say, and you said, I'm going to say that. I'm going to say no first, I'm going to say I don't know what that means.
I didn't ask you that.
You didn't ask me anything.
I did. I said, certainly you are willing to declare I am a resplendent being. Isn't that's a declarative question.
Go ahead.
What?
All right. And then?
Is anybody listening in?
Sure. Yes.
What had just happened here?
I thought you made a statement.
It's a statement, but so what? I said, certainly you are willing to declare I am a resplendent being. What does that got to do with whether you know what a resplendent being is?
What that has to do with it is I don't know if I'm going to declare that if I don't understand it.
Well, can't you just declare it?
You can just declare it, yes.
Couldn't you?
You can.
Because do you think that you will ever know all about what a resplendent illuminated being is? Do you think ever?
Not really, but depending on what you mean by when you say it is more what I'm talking about.
No, it all depends on what you mean when you say it.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Okay. Do it. If you're at least willing to try it, then go ahead. Take a moment, close your eyes or whatever, and declare to yourself, you don't have to declare to the world, I am a resplendent being. Anybody interested in doing that?
Yes.
Well, do it. Okay, now the question is, what sense or image or feeling did that declaration invoke? Any?
I had a sense of like rays of a sun emanating off of me in all directions, just expanding out.
Okay, did that hurt?
It didn't, felt quite good. As far as my life is concerned, I guess no.
Oh, but you, in making that declaration about yourself, gained an image and a feeling, did you not? Was it a bad feeling?
No.
Was it a good feeling?
I liked it. I don't know if it was a good feeling, but
well,
I liked
did
it.
You like it?
Yep.
Well, what would be so bad then about making that declaration and living as a resplendent being, even if you don't know what a resplendent being is?
I guess nothing.
Maybe that's easier than when I would know what someone else would think about.
Even if you, Simone, told me what you thought it was, all the words about what you thought it was would get in the way of a feeling or an emotion or an image.
Exactly, yeah.
Maybe you're better off by just, hey, that sounds good, I think I'll declare that.
And you don't care if we're tracking what you're saying?
I don't give a damn whether you know anything about what I... Well, let's take that back. You probably don't know... No, you probably do not know what I am saying. I wouldn't expect you to know what I am saying at all.
So you acknowledge that those words are adjectives and adverbs?
Well, there's a few nouns in there.
Oh, you're right. True.
So okay. What?
Just making sure I'm tracking where you're at.
Well, okay. I don't care whether you track where I'm at. The whole experiment was, are you willing to track where you are at in saying, I am a resplendent being?
Okay.
Okay, what?
The answer is yes. I understand. Okay, I understand what you're saying. Yes, the answer to the question is yes.
Okay, Patrick, do you understand?
Yes, can I add radiant?
Sure.
I'm a radiant, resplendent being.
Sure.
Why you added that word? Hey, yo, Pat, why you added that word?
Hey, wait.
What?
Why did you screw it up by asking him why he added that word?
I like the word. I'm curious what his reasoning or experience was that led into that.
He didn't add that word.
He didn't?
No. Did you add that word, Patrick?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
No, wait a minute now. I asked you, what image or feeling or sense did you get?
Okay, then if that's the question you asked me, I had a sense of kind of a mild electric current moving from my spine out through my arms and legs.
Ah, now you see the difference in the importance of this. In the one hand, trying to use a word and now describing the feeling, how entirely different they are and the importance of that. You didn't add the word, you tried to use a word that described the feeling.
Correct.
Okay. This is what I'm talking about. So the question then would be, if you felt radiance or saw radiance or whatever, which in a sense you did, then the word in following what I'm asking here wasn't an add-on, it was a description of what occurred. But even in that, I would much rather have the description of what occurred.
Mm-hmm. I like this.
Well, I'm doing this because this is part of the beginning of August. Well, okay, then here's the question. What to you is radiance? Patrick?
Radiance is an indication of it's me expressing. It's me being alive.
Oh, see how important that is? So, then if I say you're a radiant being in that regard, would you like to feel that alive all the time?
Now that you mention it, yes.
See, now that didn't hurt, did it?
Not a bit.
Anybody else out there want to throw in what you felt or sensed or saw?
I felt very awake in that moment.
Oh, golly whiz! You see, what I'm talking about here is you're not following me. You're following you. I'm asking you to follow you. And I'm asking you then, even from that little teeny experiment, would you like to feel that awake in your life all the time, except when you're sleeping?
Maybe make my dreams better, but yes.
Yeah, maybe, exactly.
What do you mean? Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Simone. What do you mean by, yeah, maybe?
No, yes, I would. I said maybe I'm more awake in my dreams than when I'm...
Oh, you were responding to Andrew.
Yes.
Now, do you understand? I'm trying to get you to feel or know or sense what I am a radiant being is to you. I don't want you to follow me in my words. Is that okay?
Yes, I like it.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's see if you can understand this. These are my words. Radiance is best described as a state or condition of being. Isn't that what you felt?
Very much so.
Okay. Radiance is offering yourself a life without discontenting yourself. What were you discontenting yourself in this charge or feeling or expression or feeling alive?
Not at all.
No.
And radiance is described as offering others an environment without judgments. Could you imagine feeling that alive in such a way that you could be a judgment-free environment for other people?
Yeah, I think I've even experienced that as being in that kind of a presence before or something like that, yeah.
So that sense of self overwhelmed judgments. Like I've said before, that you only judge what you don't know. But then you're beginning to understand maybe that in knowing yourself as a resplendent being and be able to image that and feel that and sense that, that almost always in that regard cuts off judgments, doesn't it?
Yeah, I want to ask you a question here real quick. So if someone is taking and working off their own ideas and images and sensations of the word spiritual, I'm a spiritual being.
Okay.
Are they gaining the same for themselves?
I don't know.
I suspect. Well, does it cut off judgments if they're having
I don't know.
Personal...
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, why do you quit right there?
Just thinking about what you're saying, I thought maybe I missed something. I thought that...
I didn't bring up spiritual, you did.
I did, correct.
Okay.
Did I understand you to say that as long as, you know, instead of... something about focusing on my own experience and my own descriptions and my own sensations and images, then I cut off judgments?
I said that when you have that feeling of resplendence as a resplendent being, and you focus on that as a sense of that all the time, then mm-hmm. that overwhelms judgment or precedes judgment or cuts off judgment.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you, Patrick?
Sure does.
Does that make sense to you, Simone?
Yes.
Could you maintain or could you imagine then that that feeling, and we only did one short experiment, that feeling would change if you lived with it all the time. It would morph into a whole lot of stuff. But anyway, could you accept that maybe resplendence transcends compassion and acceptance?
Yes, those are both judgment-based.
Well, no. I mean, wait a minute now. Spiritual doesn't set compassion and accept. The Dalai Lama doesn't judge. Compassion and acceptance are not judgments.
That's what they say.
Then?
I don't agree.
Well, okay.
Let's
assume that for a moment they are not judgments, okay?
Sure.
Could you understand that declaration and the feeling and sense and images that you have with that as being a feeling or sense that transcends compassion and acceptance?
The one I had personally? Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
How about you, Patrick? Okay. You want to say yes or no?
Oh, yes.
Well, wait a minute. Do you think that feeling would transcend forgiveness?
For sure.
Why?
I'm just not caught in anything that is wanting of forgiveness at that point. It's non-issue.
Because
I'm accepting myself.
That's right. You're fully living the expression and image and sense and a feeling or emotion of yourself, such that no matter what anyone does in that regard, that doesn't discontent you. It doesn't take away that feeling, does it?
No, it doesn't.
I mean,
no,
you could maintain that feeling regardless. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Is that okay for you, Patrick?
Oh, yes, very definitely. Yes.
Could you conceive of the fact that that feeling and sense of yourself does not endure suffering, and it does not try to turn suffering into a blessing?
Does not endure suffering, yes. Therefore, I imagine it wouldn't be worried about turning it into anything else. Yeah.
Oh, can you then begin to understand maybe then that it's the absence even of that feeling, the absence of declaring yourself as a resplendent being and giving you that sense of self.
That's interesting.
Do you say that suffering is the absence of having a feeling or description of resplendence?
Among other things, yes.
Yes, okay.
In other words, it's that loss of that feeling that creates suffering and pain and afflictions and problems in your life. Is that possible?
Oh, I can definitely see that. I set off looking for it elsewhere since I don't seem to have it myself.
Okay, so that if you had that and carried that image and sense and feeling with you, all these struggles, wait a minute, these struggles like enduring suffering and learning your lessons and learning, growing and developing and healing are trying to overcome something. Let's call it the something that is that loss of sense of resplendence, which just bring back the sense of resplendence mollifies all of these other aspects that we have in language that we're trying to call good, moral, right, spiritual things to do.
Necessary. Yeah.
So we create the spiritual stuff, moral, right, good, better, best stuff, only to overcome, let's call it, the loss of awareness of ourself.
Okay.
So,
is it the loss of the awareness in all ways, or the loss of that awareness of myself?
That awareness. You have an awareness of yourself that is promoted by your five senses, per se. But there is a sense that actually transcends those five senses, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute, Andrew.
The sense of myself?
Yeah, because you just made a declaration. I am a resplendent being. Did you not there, Simone?
Yes.
Did you make that declaration, Patrick?
Yes, I did.
Did you make that declaration, Andrew?
I did.
But not one of you can tell me what resplendence is.
Oh, I
see.
Correct
for me.
Yeah, that's true. Right.
You see?
You know what's interesting about that, too, is I recognize that I have actually stopped myself, like, for a lot of years, making a declaration like that, of holding a sense of myself like that, because somehow I really didn't think that was a good idea.
But why? What difference does it make right now? I'm just, you see, you've talked yourself out of your resplendence.
I think that's my point. I didn't realize how much it was within my grasp.
That's right, and I'm trying to... Wait a minute. Wait just a minute. Patrick, is there any possibility that this is a demonstration of how or why after 15 years or 17 years, whatever it is, you have a difficulty understanding what I'm talking about?
Just a very nice, concise example or illustration.
Supposing you started listening with the eyes and ears and sense of declaring that you are a resplendent being, do you suppose that what I say might fall on other ears and other eyes and other sensing?
I think I would be creating an entirely different context.
And you don't even know what a resplendent being is, but you want to be one. Andrew doesn't want to be one until he finds out what it is.
There you go. Now, I got a question for you, Raj. Got a question for you at this point. You taking questions yet?
Sure, anytime.
Why do you think this would work with the word resplendent and not with the word something like spirituality?
Because spirituality already has every negative conflict and denial of you that is known to mankind.
Ah, so I see. We have prior history on some of these words that...
Of course you do.
Okay.
And so... Well, let me put this over again. Supposing every time you wanted to discuss spirit or spiritual, you were to substitute the word resplendent or resplendence.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would definitely make a lot more sense. I even have a sense to go with it.
And in that, then, you are not struggling with and against all the connotations of the word spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Wait just a minute now. Hold on. Hold the phone. I think, well, we're into something here. Because I haven't told you what resplendence is. Whereas spiritual tries to tell you what that is. I've tried to get you to sense yourself as a resplendent being however you want that to be.
Oh, and then it's free to change as well.
Oh, well now.
In other words, you can't ever be wrong. You can't ever lose it.
I'm trying to get you to understand that your resplendence is personal and individual to you.
That's pretty cool.
Spiritual doesn't say that. Spiritual is that it's personal and individual to God.
Mm-hmm. Property of.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Are you willing to say, wait just a minute now. Oh, wait a minute now. If resplendence is personal and individual to you, is it possible then that your resplendence is not related to others? If your resplendence is personal and individual to you, then it is not related to others.
Okay.
I would destroy your resplendence by telling you at the get-go, or telling Andrew at the get-go, what I mean by resplendent.
Hmm.
You would narrow it down to your...
Whatever, it doesn't matter what I think. What matters is what you think and what you experience.
Yes, exactly.
So then your resplendence is not dependent upon others, and it's not interconnected to others. Is that okay?
That's good. I was just thinking of the word interconnected. Sally and I read an article this week on interconnected.
No, they're not.
Right. A lot of people still trying to say that, though.
Is that okay?
Yep. Great.
Well, what they say, spiritual, everybody, everything, it's everywhere. It's all interconnected. It's all one. No. Spiritual, I mean resplendent. It's individual. It's personal. It's for you. It's for you alone.
Well, yeah, and a lot of people talk about recognizing our interconnectedness. Well, that definitely screws it all up.
Yeah, we see. Because all of a sudden, if we're interconnected, then we're dependent on one or the other.
We have to agree.
Are you okay with this, Patrick?
Well, I'm following along very nicely, thank you, yes.
Can you understand that there is no oneness that is resplendent?
No oneness that is resplendent.
No one thing, no one way, no thing. This is resplendent.
Oh, in fact, it is resplendent by nature seems to be not oneness.
Oh.
Individual, multitude.
Multitudes, genau, yeah.
Well, let me say, Andrew, I'm going to say, Andrew, let's assume that you were a good, marvelous, help little old ladies across the street, faithful and trusting Catholic today. And I'm going to say to Patrick, you are the worst scum of the earth today. Do you expect that that would change your sense of feeling in declaring, I am a resplendent being?
Not at all. That's interesting.
Well, if that's true, then neither merit nor unworthiness affects resplendence. You can be this. What?
Saying it's not something that you can earn.
You can't earn it. You can't gain it. It isn't good or superior, rather than bad or evil or anything of that nature.
And you can't cause it, nor do you need to.
Well, not only that, resplendence is kind of like intuition. It can't be called forth directly.
What does that mean?
Well, you tell me.
It can't be.
You're in a problem, and you're going to say, okay, I'm going to solve this with, I'm going to be a resplendent guy.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Okay. When I declared myself a resplendent being, what was that?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's personal to you, Andrew. Stop asking me what was that. Tell me what was that. I'm interested.
Well, it was a very direct and conscious declaration.
Oh, well then, you see, and making that conscious, well-directed, wait a minute, you know, that reminds me of, do you remember the man that said, hey, it says, Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth. Maybe the declaration of I am a resplendent being is like the resurrection of Lazarus, or calling for yourself out of the darkness. Is that possible?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I see.
Is it possible that resplendence offers you access to what you have never experienced before, so you can remember that as you truly desire?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
What?
Just pondering that, yeah.
In other words, right now it was just a feeling or a sense. And as you increase that or particularize that, is it possible then that that feeling or sense would take on many similar but different forms and expressions or feelings within your life, and you'd be able to always remember that, and as it is new with you at every moment, what you had never experienced. Suppose this resplendence morphed with every moment of your life. Would that be so bad?
No, actually, no, I think it would.
I would appreciate that, yes.
Okay, so let's assume the resplendence morphs with every moment of your life and morphs in a different way depending on what the events and occurrences are going on in your life. Would that be all right?
Mm-hmm.
And what if the sense you had was the same yet different depending on the event even in that regard? And that even as the event and the resplendence is occurring and you've never experienced it because, well, I've never really experienced this particular event before either, that you could then remember yourself and the event in that way. Is it possible that resplendence would then open you up and carry you along in ways you've never imagined before?
I think so.
Would that be okay, Patrick?
Yes, and I've just got an image that came together to mind that Phil. I don't think I should distract what we're talking about to tell you about that.
No, I want to hear it.
When Phil first got back from visiting you, what he tried to describe for us was that he said, imagine you're on a railroad train and you're crossing this vast area and there's bushes and there's plains and there's rivers and there's this and that. And he says, then there's forest fires and then there's floods and there's all these things. And if you're on the forever living train, those forest fires, the floods and everything else mean nothing to you. And that's how you can live your life.
Okay, let's change that for a moment and simplify it a bit. I think what I'm trying to get across to you today is not that you learn or know about forever living, but that in making this simple little declaration, you begin knowing and learning about yourself.
That's cool. That's real personal empowerment.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Buddhism. Hey, half the world participates in Buddhism, and Buddhism says self is a delusion. If self is a delusion, then you as a resplendent being is a delusion.
That's right. And your want of being a resplendent being makes it worse.
Oh, wait a minute now. Maybe we're really, really getting there in this regard. Maybe it's that you, in actuality, sense yourself as a resplendent being, but everything, Buddhism, Hinduism, Christianity, etc., denies your resplendence.
I would say that's accurate.
Is that okay with you, Patrick?
Wow, it sure is. It's all the isms out there. The prime objective is to tame the beast, this resplendent being.
Okay, well, let's follow Fenneman's example here from 1964. How are you going to prove it?
Yeah, you're going to have to update people on that.
How are you going to prove it?
Wait, can you clarify what that is for anybody who tuned in late? Because some people did.
Well, I can clarify what? Fenneman?
You said Fenneman's example, and I think a couple people I know came on after that we started talking about that.
All right. Science's religion's example. How are you going to prove your resplendence? You can't call it up.
I see, yeah.
So,
right,
what are you going to do? I mean, if you're going to declare, I am a resplendent being, somewhere along the line you are likely to ask, yeah? Who says so? What the hell makes me think I'm so frigging resplendent?
Well,
What are you going to do to give you a jump start in order to begin living the resplendence and, let's call it, cut out the discontenting, cut out the suffering, cut out the dependence on I gotta be compassionate, loving, forgiving, and all that kind of crap, and get on with just living yourself as a resplendent being? How are you going to prove it? Remember, science
says, science
says if you can't prove it, if you can't experiment with it and demonstrate that it is so, then it ain't so. So what are you going to do? You put yourself into this dilemma. You believe all this crap. What if I can't? What do I do? What do I do?
But when it is indirect, I only can prove it through living.
What does that mean? You've been living all your life. Well, maybe not. Patrick, you want to throw in a suggestion in here?
Well, that's the only thing I can think of at the moment is that through my direct experience.
Well, wait a minute. Don't you remember that we've said before, let's see, it's something like this. If the universe around you follows you as you are, then as you are resplendent, the universe will be resplendent. So you can't know yourself. As you are, the universe changes to accommodate you, thus you can't know yourself in that way. Try again.
There, I thought that in declaring myself as resplendent, automatically communing with my eternal self.
You are. Prove it. I mean, this is what you said. Hey, I don't understand that Roger guy. I've been listening all this time, and I really don't understand. All I'm asking you to do is, how are you going to prove it? What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute. When I ask you, what are you going to do, doesn't that mean, what are you going to do that will consequent your resplendence? And isn't that a judgment?
Well, it sounded like a stupid question, but I didn't want to say so.
Why? Well, that's what your whole basis is. How come I don't understand him? What the hell do I do? Isn't that what it?
Go. And that's right. I bugger myself up by asking that question.
No. You bugger yourself up because you think that's a valid question and you don't know what to do to cause resplendence. Hell, all I asked you to do is to make a declaration and you say, hey, I sense that. I am a resplendent being. Yeah. Now what are you going to do?
Nothing. Other than declare myself as a resplendent being.
It ain't going to work to do nothing. And it isn't going to work to say, well, I'm going to live as a resplendent being. Because you don't know how to do that.
Well, wait a minute. We had a whole Monday night on Bugger Off. Just tell this question or even that question to myself, hey, Bugger Off, this is what I am. I declare it again just to make...
Sure.
I'm sure I'm clear about what I'm clear about.
But you won't be clear about it. You want proof.
So I'm just, maybe I just want a direct experience for myself.
Well, okay.
Like we just had. Maybe that's more better than proof.
Well, wait a minute. Wait just a minute now. Let's assume you had that feeling or emotion and etc. How do you apply that in your life every day?
Well, let's see. It's something that can't be caused anyway, so application almost doesn't seem like it fits, but awareness of that throughout my day.
So you're aware that you're radiating something.
Yes.
What are you radiating? What are you doing? How do you get down to the nuts and bolts of that?
You know, I didn't think I needed to.
Well, I think you do need to. Thinking you don't need to, that it'll all come upon you and you'll live it and everything will be hunky-dory. You can just be that, whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. Doesn't work.
I feel myself radiating whatever I'm living at the moment.
Yeah, but that's right. But maybe you're radiating, allow me these words, assholism at the moment.
I think that's where we started this conversation.
But
and so?
What?
And so?
Is that the radiance being you want to be?
Well, I'll just do something else then.
What?
Anything.
What else? Now you're living by trial and error. I'll do something else. Well, okay, if that doesn't work, I'll judge it. And it won't work, and I'll try something else, and I'll judge it, and it won't work.
Well,
This is where we've come. You guys, for all these years, think that, oh, well, if I just listen in, and I'll get a belief or an understanding, and then that'll be okay. I'm saying, wait a minute. You don't understand it because you don't put it into your life. Okay, here is, you are a radiant being. What the heck are you going to do? Well, wait a minute. Maybe you should ask me, is there anything you can do?
Well, you don't care about that answer. Why are we asking you?
But here is the point. If there is nothing you can do that won't nothing you can do that won't satisfy or affirm.
Okay,
then
affirm.
What can you do? Isn't that, how do you put this into your life?
Well, I don't know, maybe one thing is awakening other people to their own sense of whatever that is.
Then you could see
them.
You could see others a radiant beingness, and even awakening them to their being a radiant being. You don't have to just do that, just every now and then to give you a fix.
Well, I guess a couple of things. One is I can do it directly, and two is I can live. Well, I mean, this is just things I can do all the time without having to do anything with by living that. Awareness, and by perceiving myself and others in that way, I create an environment around me in which maybe I'm generating awareness of that with me, myself, and others.
Well, wait a minute. Let's change this around a little bit. How about living that for others and yourself?
How does that change it?
Because I don't think that you can live it for yourself first and make it pay off for you. You have to.
Okay, let me see here. I think if I followed what you said, my sense when you said that was I jumped to, well, it seems to be more meaningful to me when I do it for others. I have reasons for doing it even beyond myself.
And even if you do it for others, you don't even have to tell them, do you?
That's my point, no. But it seems to be, I get the sense that my doing that relative to them is important to me and maybe to them.
Oh, so that's right. But then maybe if the time is right, the person is right, the situation is right, etc., then you may actually discuss that with another person or not.
Lots of options. But at least I have a baseline for living my life all the time, even if everybody else is concerned with, like Patrick said, the forest fires and the tumbleweeds and whatever else.
So it's not for yourself and others, it's for others and yourself.
Okay, I see what you're setting up there.
What am I setting up?
It's a focus, the change of focus helps. keep it more active.
What change of focus to what? From what?
Well, I just keep it on me all the time, and I don't put others into the equation, and I guess, I don't know, it's, it just seems more meaningful when I add others in there, and others being a focus.
Where are others?
You put it first.
Where are
others and myself?
Where do others exist?
Huh?
Where do others exist?
Inside me?
That's the big mistake right there.
Everywhere.
Others exist outside of
See,
you.
Anything is another.
Then it's all around you. That you all try to keep this inside of you, thinking the old crap that God and love and peace and joy and happiness is within you. I got news for you. It's all around you. You are not a resplendent being. You didn't feel that this resplendence radiating in. You felt the resplendence radiating out.
That's right, I did.
So that when you go within, you actually subvert the whole concept of radiance.
Subvert?
What? Subvert. S-U-B-V-E-R-T. You okay with this, Patrick? We haven't heard from you.
No, I'm listening very closely.
I didn't ask you whether you listened. I said, is it okay?
Yes, it is okay.
I mean, the minute it's not okay, well, you got to jump right in here and say, that's not okay.
I will.
Well, is it possible in some way or another, let's see if I could, this. Is it possible that radiance has more to do with, at the moment, the quantum world rather than the natural world all around you? Does that make any kind of sense?
Not really.
What if atoms are not things, but they're fuzzy little...
radiances, resplendences.
Ah! What if the...
my view of you.
So maybe the foundation of everything is a fuzzy little resplendence.
Maybe personal self is a resplendence.
Well, now, well, good. That's right.
Maybe this illuminated being isn't the only thing that seems so resplendent.
If you are a resplendent being, I never limited it to only an illuminated being as being resplendent, did I?
No, what I'm doing is I'm applying my sense or my experience of the moment as it is now and looking at things that I've been considering for a while in a different light and seeing different things of that.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Yes.
So, resplendence then is not a good or better expanded, wondrous thing to become. It is who you already are.
Okay, let me ask you a question though. If this is true, and my image of that was radiating like sun rays in all directions around, then I'm perceiving myself as a two-ness, a three-ness, even a four-ness. And I'm getting a sense that there's a lot of intermingling radiationings going on here.
Well,
just because of,
what's wrong with that?
Well, what it means then is I had never thought of it before, but these, what, selves and myself are actually touching me and touching my life. And it's not, it's actually more, I guess you want to call it real and sensible there.
If you are a personal self or personal being, an eternal being, an illuminated being, then is it possible that each being of yourself is living a separate and different life?
Yeah, that's why I was a little hesitant about whether my sense of this counts, but it seemed like a place to start. Maybe they have a different sense of resplendence.
Oh, so that than if you were to, say, step into your eternal being's self in life, you would have an entirely different sense of your resplendence as an eternal resplendence, and a different view of life as an eternal life, would you not?
Oh, I see. Oh, so what I've said so far probably is my body self and life resplendence, and there are other illuminated and eternal resplendences and other things as well.
Of course. But if you only maintain it as something within you, then it's not a separate resplendence. It's not a different resplendence. What if then you begin to live this all together? What if the eternal self and, well, wait a minute, let's put it another way, we'll come back to it. Would it be possible in this? Now, I want you to think of, you are three separate selves, okay? You are three separate and different resplendences, okay?
Okay.
Do you think it would be possible for you to live Andrew as a personal being eternally and resplendently?
Yeah.
Do you think then that you could step out of Andrew and, let's say, live eternally, let's say as Anno, live as Anno personally and resplendently?
Yeah. Yep.
And do you suppose then that you could step into the sense of your resplendence and live as a resplendent being personally and eternally?
I think so.
So what you're doing then when you do that, you're including in everything you do every aspect of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where if you try to be only a personal being, then you've thrown away or neglected or denied or forsaken 2/3 of yourself.
Mm.
And under each and different conditions, you can't see yourself. I mean, if you're screwed up in your personal life, you can't step out of that mess, let's say, for the moment. You can't step out of that mess to get a different perspective of your, a feeling and perspective of yourself, can you?
No.
Well, if you said, I am a resplendent being, could you not just as easily declare, I am an eternal being?
Yes.
And I am a personal being? And you're living all three simultaneously, and it allows you to take different views and context of yourself for everything that occurs.
Yep.
Is this okay with you, Patrick?
Yeah, I think I experience that now by default from time to time, where I shift to an eternal point of view, and everything looks different.
That's
everything
right.
Looks different.
That's right. We have that sense of that all time going on, and that our struggles, it seems to be because we aren't living that. What if you made that shift all the time? And part of making that shift all the time would be in showing others to their resplendence, not to your resplendence, but to their resplendence.
Yep. Important part of it. really keeps it going active and renewing, I'd say it's almost a recurring focus all the time.
So you can show people to their eternal self, and in that you renew that of yourself and their resplendent self, and in doing that you are a resplendent being showing them to their resplendence. You can live as an eternal being showing them to their eternalness.
Yeah, but it always keeps that fresh and active for me, going actively in my life.
That's right. And you get, at first, it, like I said 20 years ago, or how many years, 17 years ago, it gets something you have to sort of be in your face of doing it. And after a while, it becomes so second nature for you to be able to change the context and position of every event that you might look at. For instance, if you're upset about a personal event, you can step out of that event or outside of the personal self and view it as an eternal being or a resplendent being and get a whole different perspective. It isn't a matter of trying to solve and resolve and overcome and cure and fix and do something else to better yourself. It's a matter of being having a place to stand. Right now you stand in your personal body. Could you stand in an eternal self? Stand in a resplendent self or being? And look at the same event occurring?
Sure. It kind of got me thinking at this point that it seems like my whole life I've done what you've had us do tonight. I've made some declaration, eyes open or eyes closed, and I've experienced that as I have experienced it at that time. I just might be living a crappy declaration right now.
No.
No.
You probably made a good declaration. You just crapped it up because you didn't probably think that you could do that.
Right. I had to listen to Dr. Fundeman.
That's right.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. Okay. I think I see this, yeah, because actually then even religion, tradition, the church got in the way of I'm not even supposed to do that. Buddhism got in the way.
That's right.
Everything. Oh, I see. So there's nothing wrong with the declarations.
Hell no.
It was the church. How I tried to live them.
The church absolutely declares you are a sinner from the get-go. Hell, you were a sinner before you got go.
I remember that. Well, I didn't remember it, but I remember what the that teaching. Yeah.
So you had to overcome that before you could even begin to think, well, at least I'm not that bad yet.
You know what made it harder? I just realized, too, if I liked my declaration and I was starting to be thinking that that was bad, then it pitted me against my very desired self in life.
That's right. And so then everything you do to live that works against you.
Yeah.
So you would then not work to live that or be that, would you?
No.
And that would work against you.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we still don't know what resplendence is.
That's the fascinating part, yes.
But I can tell you all about what it is that I experienced. Or it.
That's right, see? And you can describe that, can't you?
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's just exactly...
Only describe, yes.
It's exactly what Patrick did in saying, instead of describing it, he tried to use a word that would suffice. And we get more understanding from his description than we do from his wording.
Ain't that the truth?
Ain't that the truth?
It's kind of an intimate look at somebody if, you know, if they're willing to tell you this, describe this.
Well, sure. But see how we, mm-hmm. see how far we've come in this by, I refuse to answer your question and tell you what I may think a resplendence is. I'm trying to get you to, wait a minute. What I'm trying to get you to do is to experience it before you know what it is.
Oh, that's kind of cool. So you're giving us the tool or the way to do this for ourselves.
Ah, you see?
Well, you've only been saying it for years, but I guess I really, really see this as a clear example of that. Yeah, or
I'm a moment
of that.
So,
applied it.
That's right. And so then, in this way, you can give yourself the tools that show you when you are not living the resplendence of yourself that you truly desire.
I see.
You see, because...
Well, it certainly would give me a different approach to...
Everything
in my life.
That's right. Because what you're trying to find out is, what is it? So that I can know how I could experience it. I say, shut up. Stop asking you what it is, asking yourself what is it. Go out and experience and describe what you experience. That's what it is.
Excellent.
Is that okay with you, Patrick?
Oh, yeah. That's so neat. That's tremendous.
I mean... We're going to go all over this in the August gathering, and you know what we're going to do in that, now you've gotten heads up on some of this stuff, we'll then start, like here we're only talking about two people, we may be talking a dozen people.
What are you talking about, two people?
Just you gave me an answer and a description, and Patrick gave me an answer and a description. But we can go into details discussing then what that description or feeling or image, like a dream, might be all about.
Oh, that's interesting.
You wanted it?
Simone's was definitely different than I'd even thought about it. That's interesting.
So, okay.
I thought about what it would show or reveal.
Well, now, wait just a minute now. What might your description show?
Maybe it would show that self I've declared is one that radiates outward, goes outward, a personality that goes outward, a focus that's outward.
Well, let's assume that that's true. Is it possible for us to say, I mean, it's obviously possible for us to say it, but it, would it be valid for us to say that you're already giving off your radiance?
I think it is true, yeah. I think I have problems keeping that clarity that I had when you asked me to close my eyes and declare it.
I don't disagree, but you could do
but
you could do that and begin putting substance to what you are radiating, could you not?
Yes.
Okay. Is it possible for you then in every situation to sense what you are radiating at that moment as being your resplendence?
Yes. Brings up a question, though.
Okay.
Is what I'm radiating right now what I would want to be radiating and have radiated at me forever and ever?
So, ask the question. What do you sense that you are radiating right now?
Little bit of hesitation. Think I'd like to radiate whatever it was I was feeling at the beginning.
Well, wait just a minute. Is it possible that your judgments in that destroys your understanding of what it is you are truly radiating.
How so?
The
answer. I mean, it sounds reasonable, yeah. You asked me what I was radiating. I guess I feel a sense I'm taking a little bit of hesitation.
Well,
so you're saying that.
All right.
Oh, I think I see that.
All right. But now, what I'm asking you to do is repeat the exercise right now.
Okay, I'm doing that.
Are you hesitating?
Not the least bit.
You see?
It's almost like, you know, it kind of reminds me for years and years. We would come to the, I don't know, I remember gatherings where we come to this thing of, we just couldn't understand whatever you're doing, begin again, or declare yourself anew. This really makes me think I could understand that now.
Okay.
Meaning like not only A, doing it, B, but why do it? What happens when I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can be radiating, I mean, I know, to back up here, I seem to be radiating all the time. And I get to places like where, say, I'm doing things that I sure wouldn't choose to be and live and have forever and ever. But if I stop and declare again, it seems to, maybe I'm wrong about this, but it seems to reboot me fresh. Like my initial declaration, it's clean. It clears the slate palette. Does that make any sense, or am I off on that?
When you do that, is it possible that in rebooting, you would say, that in fact what you've done is step into your radiance, as you describe it, and see everything from a different perspective?
That seems to be exactly what happens, yes.
Oh, so...
And it feels fresh and new, and it feels... I like it again.
Right. So you rebooted simply by doing that one little exercise. And that one little...
Yeah, it's like I really could feel, experience that moment as a new beginning. Instead of just telling myself as a slogan or something, I could actually go there.
So that in declaring that that's who you are, wait a minute, you became that.
Oh. Yeah.
And then you began seeing the event or the occurrence or feeling the happening or whatever it is from that perspective.
That's correct. Pretty simple and pretty potent.
Well, we've discussed that. Let me... I want you to do is to close your eyes for a moment and do something else for me. No hesitation now.
Okay.
Are you willing to declare yourself, I am an eternal being?
Yeah.
And describe the feeling or emotion or sense you had when you said that.
Okay, it was like taking a step, it was very visual. It was like taking a step back out of myself and seeing the world around me and seeing Andrew and the body, and inside of that having an image of something else that was kind of luminous, yellow, white, something. It had a funny shape to it, but it was basically saying there was something else there. I see the world, I see me, I see something else there, and I am looking at it from a different perspective, removed from all of that.
So
I have no idea what that means.
So you stay in Andrew, and you can't even see yourself. You move into the position of an eternal being, and you can see Andrew.
And I can also see that there's more of me going on than I was sensing, yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me see now. That means you could live personally and resplendently as an eternal being. Isn't that what I just said? You stepped into the position of being an eternal being, and you can live Andrew or personally in each event and resplendently yourself in that way.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Got a question for you on that. You know, we've gone over for many months, spent a lot of time establishing a definition of, or an understanding, I'm sorry, an understanding of eternal as not like being immortal, but as being recurrent, recurring.
Okay.
Does that even matter in doing this?
Andrew, I want you to do something for me. I want you to close your eyes and declare, I am an eternal being. And then I want you to describe the sense or the feeling, etc., you have.
Expansive content.
Wait a minute! Wasn't that a recurrence? Before you said it, and you had a certain feeling and sense, now you say it again and you have a feeling or a sense. Was that a continuation or a recurring?
Definitely, clearly a recurring.
Oh, then you could recur eternally in every moment that you choose.
I see.
Oh,
so that's an experiential. That's an experiential understanding.
You see?
Rather than a textbook understanding.
You see?
What did the church mean by eternal? Yeah.
Well, I don't give a damn what the church meant.
No, I'm saying I understand the difference, yes.
But did you experience the difference first and then understand what you experienced by describing what you experienced?
Sure did. I sure did. Boy, you know, we ought to start off every morning with these kind of exercises. Like a Javala, you know, a sunrise thing, except this should be one of the poses, the first pose.
That's right. It is as much a part of Javala yoga. You could do exactly that. And wait just a minute now. Let's see if I could get this. You mean that you could do Javala yoga and pose your eternal being into your body such that you feel that all the time, and pose your resplendent being into your body and feel that and live that all the time, and even know when you make a shift?
Yeah, it's funny because I even had a pose come to mind. I don't know if it's a yoga pose or Javala pose, but it was, for me, it was like standing with fingers, toes, arms, legs, everything outstretched as far as I possibly can.
You see?
And declaring that.
Okay.
Kind of came up with my own.
Wait a minute.
Pose there.
Wait a minute.
If that
pose or image, what does that suggest? And let's assume that that was like a dream, that pose. What does it suggest to you?
Well, something like when I, focus on, declare, or when
simplify,
I focus myself.
Simplify.
What?
What was your image?
It was just my whole body outstretching as far as I could, everything to its fullest extent.
Well, what does that suggest to you? Cut out the words.
Is, that's living at my fullest extent.
Oh, you see?
Yeah.
So,
in every aspect of my life.
Oh, wait. Then, in an eternal sense, then, that living to the far reaches of yourself and extending yourself as far as you possibly can is a great expression of you as an eternal being. Is that okay?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm on this thought here, and I'm just going to insert it. We don't have to talk about it, but, you know, you've talked before, years ago, about whether or not you should kind of, or talking about making for everything kind of like a religion or something. Not a religion, but, you know, you got all this stuff. One thing I just realized is it's this kind of a pose, this kind of a little personal, very personalized ritual for me could be a lot like a basic personalized prayer I could do in any time of the day. I mean, I'm just saying, like, people, you know, close their eyes and pray. Well, I don't need to do that if I go back to my declaration.
Wait a minute now. If I let me see if I get this right. In fact, your religion is not what you believe and what you have faith in and the dogmas and the teachings of Catholicism or whateverism in that regard. Your true religion is the self and life you are living. Is this okay?
Yes.
Well, that sounds good, yeah.
Wait. What if the true self and life you are living is that outreach, not what you're doing?
That sounds right, except that when you say the not what you're doing part, so like, I'm talking on Monday night, but that's not what I'm really doing. Is that what we're saying?
You're not. It is the outreach of your response on Monday night. Not,
I got it, yeah.
Not the talking per se.
Mm-hmm.
It's your reaching tonight in ways and manners you've never reached for Andrew before or reached beyond Andrew before.
I got ya. Yeah, right. Oh, I see. It's funny about this then, yeah? That's kind of like that instead of each person being trained to do life in a certain way, like when you pray, you kneel, and et cetera, when you meditate, you sit with your spine straight. This is each person designing their own life and their own religion and their own way of, if you want to say, what, realizing or expressing.
Isn't, do you see how important this is, that then your resplendence is in your own way, your life is in your own way. There is not a resplendence that you are supposed to live or a thing you are supposed to do to be resplendent.
No, that's right. But I think what's cool about this that I never had before was now I seem to have a personal basis for building on that. Whereas before, I was sort of guessing.
No, before, like asking me, you were looking for the right answer or thing to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
True.
So we got off of that and got you on to experiencing yourself, and now we can say, isn't that the right thing to do?
Desirable for sure, right? For me, if you want to use that way. But you know, what's interesting, I guess, is like we didn't overcome or stop doing right answers, we replaced it with a personal experience.
Personal experience, if you follow that in the way we're talking about, is the right answer for you.
Well, it meets the criteria.
Well, then, okay. Do you give a hoot and a damn about what the universe is doing? As long as you can live in this way, as what is right for you?
Yeah, right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Now, we got 25 minutes or so. Patrick?
Yes, sir?
Do you want to discuss your image, or do you want to just talk about that in terms of a resplendent being and your response in life and doings in life and as an eternal being?
Sure.
Okay. Give us again, so that everybody remembers, what feeling and description or image you had when you said, I am a resplendent being, when you declare.
When I declared I was a resplendent being, there was a sense of an electric current moving from my spine out through my limbs, and it felt very, very alive.
So that then, like everything we've said to Andrew, in repeating that, it's only when you do you remember. Let me see then. Let's say this. Do you remember when you always had this image of being a race car driver? Because in that you really, really, really felt alive?
Yep, I wanted to put the pedal to the metal.
That's right. Well, let me ask you a question. Is it possible that what we're talking about in living as a resplendent being is fully feeling alive in everything that you are doing?
That's entirely possible. Very, very.
In every moment. In other words, I'm trying to get you a way to renew that feeling, not to go out and do something to get that feeling or cause it.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it possible that you could feel that electric or that alive in... Wait. Is it possible that you use anger as a way to feel that electric or that alive?
Oh, that's exactly it.
And could it be then that this simple little exercise, it be a way in which then you could, instead of getting your anger fix, to enliven yourself as a resplendent being in this way, such that an anger fix would not be necessary?
Oh, it would be redundant, yes.
So, maybe what I've been saying all these years is not really so difficult to understand. Go out and try it as a starter. And that's where I'm at right now. And that's what I want to do in a gazillion different ways in August.
Oh, that's tremendous. Is that
cool.
Right now?
Yeah. Hey, Roger, I got a question here.
Okay.
Right. Pat, to clarify, did you say you felt this electric charge or whatever run first from your spine?
Yes.
So, as an Asava massage person, Roger, because I don't know so much about Asava massage, would there be a significance in working with Pat that, like, say, starting or working with his spine as a stimulus for things like this?
Sure. What a Asava massage did is to put that. It's not to work the problems and difficulties out of your body. But it was to put that empowerment into your body.
Okay.
Right, Simone?
Mm-hmm.
You okay with that, yeah. Simone?
Yes, I am.
Okie-doke. Well, listen, let me see if you can understand this. Now, remember, what we've been talking about is a personal being is you. An eternal being is you, and a resplendent being is you. You are a trinity. Is that okay?
Yes.
Every occurrence in the quantum world has an equivalence in the natural world, in a natural world where all events are random, which means not intentional. Until you particularize and personalize them through remembering as you desire. Now, take that sentence and apply it to personal self, eternal self, resplendent self, and what do you gain?
What sentence?
What?
Yeah, which sentence again?
Which sentence?
Every occurrence in the quantum world has an equivalence in the natural world. Does that not sort of indicate that every occurrence in your personal self has an equivalence in your eternal self, has an equivalence in your resplendent self?
Oh, of course, yes.
Yes.
So, for every event and occurrence in your personal self, you can step into the position of an eternal self or a resplendent self, not to overcome the event, but to see and know and understand the event from an equivalence, an eternal equivalence point of view, or a resplendent point of view.
Okay, right, yeah. So for every perception in my personal self, there is eternal and resplendent perception as well.
But it is of the same ilk.
Exactly. Wait, no, back me up. What does that mean?
It means the same image that you have in your or event in your personal self has a similar event in with your eternal self and a similar event in your resplendent self.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that okay?
Sure, I'm never ever denying or going to deny any event in my life.
Then are you willing to say that the lower, the personal self, is the creator of the eternal self, is the creator of the resplendent self? The lesser creates the greater, as below, so above? And when you step into the position of an eternal self, it's not to overcome the event in your, which is what religion teaches, is to overcome that in your physical, personal life, but it is to understand it from an entirely different perspective.
Yeah, because I think I'd want to understand it from my resplendent perspective as one option. I always want to have that option.
Sure.
You know? I want to have that expanded to my fullest extent experience of it as well.
But you do understand that the illuminated being, resplendent illuminated being, is also eternal?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I mean, I understand that. I get that.
Okay.
I don't know what difference it would make yet.
Well, it would make an entirely different perspective, because to a great degree, you're still considering resplendence as good, better, best.
Gotcha. Okay.
I want you to get out of good, better, best, mm-hmm. and get more into eternal in this regard.
Right.
So
the thing is, the trick is not to make any of these, you don't want to make any of these superlative in any way, even in preference.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. So, is it possible then that as every occurrence that occurs in the quantum world has an equivalence in your natural world, and that you particularize and personalize those events, but you don't normally see this action occurring in the world around you simply because as soon as you look or feel or sense, the random matters are as you look, feel, and sense.
Okay, makes sense.
Wait a minute now. Is it possible then that I am a resplendent being is an unintentional, random event?
Because I didn't really plan on what I was going to experience.
And as soon as you felt it, you made in that then experience, you made your resplendent self, you particularized it and personalized it the way you wanted to.
Oh, I see how you got that. Okay.
And
attributing this to intuition or anything, I actually had a part in the whole thing.
You did that, but you didn't see yourself or sense yourself doing it.
Right.
But you did And then you wait a minute. The whole basis of everything we've been saying for 3 weeks now is that when you personalize and particularize yourself in that way as a resplendent being, you actually remembered yourself in that way as a resplendent being.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was going to say, there was in this discussion tonight, there were even rememberings of some, like how this has shown up before in different little ways, like in my Superman story and things like this.
Okay.
They certainly sort of remembering things like this, although different.
So that when you see the image or feel the feeling, you are in fact remembering that image and feeling that feeling again.
Yeah. I think what's interesting about it too is I think the more different ways I do this, the stronger sense of myself I seem to get. I recognize certain, sense or commonality or...
Okay.
And I'm not going to say always be that way, but it is right now, which sort of says, I remember that.
Then is it possible that as you call upon yourself in that way, Patrick, and remember yourself in that way, Patrick, you no longer have to have that disappointing, unfulfilling, or angry sense that you're not living that, because you are in that remembering it.
That fits really well.
And so when we get into talking about remembering, then I'm using this experiment as a way to get you to understand that as you do this or continue with this, you will find that it brings back the, let's call it, good old memories.
Well, I was going to say, Roger, I see this sort of acting like an access key.
That's right.
In the sense that going here, even if I have a truly new, sense or understanding, or I put a new spin on it, it seems to give me access to other times in my life where I was doing in this way. It brings it all to the fore.
Sure, but it now, with the awareness of understanding of this, then you can decide the resplendence of yourself as you individually and personally desire that to be and live that. What if? What do you suppose if we were to take, and I'm going to use these words a little weirdo here. What if you were to take this sense of yourself into meditation and expanded on this sense of yourself in meditation? What do you suppose would happen?
That I'd remember a whole bunch more.
Oh. Wait a minute. That's what suscitation is all about.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So this is actually this could be used easily as a suscitation.
Sure.
Or whatever it was we call them.
This was a point of the exercises I gave you for suscitation, and we only got as far as standing into the position of an eternal being. But that's what we're talking about here, is how do you do that? Well, it's as simple, it seems to me tonight, it's as simple as merely declaring that. Nothing else need be done.
Mm-hmm.
And then, either through asava, or through yoga, or through a gazillion other ways, that you can then imprint that upon yourself or in your body, such that you feel this wholeness and this resplendence of yourself and the eternalness of yourself all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be too bad?
Fascinating. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I guess that's enough said for tonight, unless anybody has any questions.
What do you mean by that? I'm just kidding.
I mean, if you've got a dang question, ask it.
No, it's great. Thank you. I really enjoyed the whole thing. Thank you.
Okay, well.
Yeah. Wonderful, Roger. Thank you.
See you later.
Yeah.
Gosh, wasn't that hard? All you had to do is to begin by making a declaration. Golly whiz.
That was simple.
Yeah.
Actually, it was good. Good demonstration of the simplicity of all of this. Yeah.
Bye now. Goodbye.